The show made for moms and families. It's Channel Mom.
Moms should get more credit. Back when I became a mom, I realized people thought my former career in TV news was more important than my motherhood. But that's backward, because moms are raising that next generation, and the world depends on us to do it well. So moms, this is your time to sit back, relax, and let Channel Mom cheer you on and equip you in your job as a mom, because you're doing some of the most important work on the planet.
Channel Mom, we encourage moms. Now, here's your host, Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Oh my goodness, I hope you are here for a reason today, and that whatever we have to say and our guest, whatever she has to say, is a blessing to you. I am Jenny, and this is Channel Mom, where we encourage moms, because the world often overlooks the importance of a mother and her influence. Influencers is what moms are. And so if you feel forgotten and overlooked today, I'm glad you're here. Question for you. Do you feel like life is a lot? I know there are many moms who feel stretched thin by stuff like big bills, tight schedules, health issues, relationship battles, not to mention too many responsibilities and too much drama, especially if you have girls. Or maybe you compare yourself to other women and you feel like you just don't measure up. If this is you, we've got the author of You Are Welcomed, Devotions for When Life is a Lot. Specifically, she's going to help us lay down our burdens to find some rest and strength in the midst of it all. Trish Donahue coming up on Channel Mom. Moms are a big deal, but sometimes the world forgets. That's why Channel Mom Media and Outreach is here. We exist to love, coach, and encourage every mom, whether she's struggling with parenting, single motherhood, homelessness, or locked in prison. On the radio and social media, Channel Mom works to remind each mom of her importance and give her the latest and best advice. We also reach out to moms with our hands and feet, helping homeless and incarcerated moms, as well as moms in the country and mothers in the city. You can join our work by praying for us, volunteering, or giving at channelmom.org.
Colorado has no restrictions on abortion, and abortion pills are being delivered through the mail. But there's hope. Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a trusted name in life-affirming care and supports those who feel like abortion is their only choice. Through advocacy, resources, and mentoring, Alternatives forges a path of hope, because every woman deserves access to health care without economic barriers. You can help guarantee that Alternatives continues to provide free, life-saving medical and counseling service by giving $10 a month at youhavealternatives.org.
Channel Mom with Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Do remember to check out our friends at youhavealternatives.org, youhavealternatives.org, and help them out however you can. Such an important organization, especially in an election year, and all that they do to help people struggling with what? The most important decision almost in life. So please, I'd be honored if you'd help them out. And welcome to folks all over the country that listen to us. Welcome to our folks here in Denver and Colorado Springs and our podcast listeners. Remember, you could share our podcast. Like today, if it's a help to you, please share it with another mom or a grandma. You can find our podcast on Spotify, Audible, Apple, Google Podcasts, and more. Also, thanks to producer Jim. He always does so much for me with all the things he does in the studio and makes the show sound better always. So thanks to producer Jim. And one or two more little announcements. Do remember my book. A Mother's Day is coming up, and Mom, You're Amazing. It's kind of like a greeting card for a mom. Just she looks at the cover and it reminds her that she's amazing. Mom, You're Amazing. You can find it on Amazon. Eight moms share their mothering secrets. Very inspirational and encouraging to any mom and grandma as well. So Mom, You're Amazing on Amazon. Yeah, I would love it if you would buy that book, and I hope it's a blessing to any mom that you purchase it for. And I'm super excited to welcome our guest today. You know, I just came upon her because I was reading a blog that happened to be directly taken from her new book, which is a devotional. She happens to be the author of a couple of, well, let's see, two here. Between Us Girls, Walks and Talks for Moms and Daughters, and also her current book, her most recent book, You Are Welcomed, Devotions for When Life is a Lot. She's a pastor's wife. She oversees women's ministry at her church, Covenant Fellowship Church in Pennsylvania. She's got four kiddos, which really qualifies her the most to be on the show. We do want to welcome you. Trish Donahue, welcome to Channel Mom.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to have you. Okay, so I want your voice doesn't look like your picture. You're this cute little petite woman, it looks like, and you've got this wonderful voice, like this loud booming radio voice. So it's just funny. I was kind of shocked.
Oh, that
when I heard
is
you.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to start with something a little. Speaking of funny, we're going to start with something I love to do. What I call my show set up. Jenny, today, your language show setup soundbite, it kind of just sets the stage for what we're going to talk about, makes the whole thing a little more interesting. And so, a little bizarre show setup soundbite today. Here it is, Jim. Would be a jet airplane taken off. Most of us have heard that sound. And it goes very well with something that our guest today wrote recently. And I'm going to read a bit of what she wrote about flying. And I think most moms are going to identify with it. Here it is. This is Trish Donahue on what we moms deal with. In the 21st century, flying should be easy. Just board the giant jet that lifts you to the skies and soars like a falcon to your happy destination. But it's not. At times, it requires the multitasking skills of a circus performer. Take, for example, going through security. Shoes off, laptop out, luggage lifted, children herded, conveyor belt stopped, suitcase searched, underwear out. Why didn't I pack that on the bottom? License dropped, people pushing, employee yelling, I get the sweats just thinking about it. And let's not even talk about boarding the plane with a carry-on, coffee, purse, and helping help us babies. So this is what she writes, a little bit more, and then we'll get to Trish. Whoever we are, sometimes life can feel like an international airport. As if we need an extra arm or extra brain to get anything done. Besides tasks to accomplish, we have emotions to manage, choices to make, and relationships to tend, often all at the same time. Even the starkest minimalist can't escape some of the complexities of life. If you're still unconvinced, here are a few more everyday zingers. Balancing the budget, parking in the city, working through conflicts, navigating healthcare, planning dinner menus for the month. I rest my case. Okay, that's a lot of reading I did just there. But I thought as I read, so many moms are going to identify with what Trish Donahue writes. And it's a lot of what you tackle. This is one of the devotions, actually, from your brand new book, You Are Welcomed, Devotions for When Life is a Lot. And when I read that title, I thought, I think so many of the mamas who listen to us in the 21st century, and a lot of the grandmas too, feel like life is a lot. So Trish, when you think about what you've written, and you talk about the strain on so many women and so many mothers in the 21st century, the responsibilities, relationships, interruptions, busyness, crisis, disillusionment, dreams, drama, envy, isolation, doubt, fear, and failure. It sounds very negative. I know there's a lot of blessing too, but describe what you think the typical mom and grandma is up against in 2024.
It's a great question. And yes, there is so much positive in being a mom. It's one of the greatest blessings in our lives. And yet it does come with this bucket full of pressures and hopes and dreams. And so I think, you know, we all desire to do well by our kids, to love them, to disciple them, to serve them. And, you know, we have endless options. We're no longer living on the farm where we're just taking care of. Certainly that was harder work in some ways, yeah, when we're taking care of the homestead. But we have academics and sports and colleges and church events and this and that and 1,000 options. And then not only that, but we have our own limitations. And then we see on social media every other mom posting her best moment of the day. And we just come away feeling like we are never going to be able to do this well. We are never going to be enough. We're failing our kids. It's probably our fault they have the problems they do, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because not only are we dealing with the list that you gave, But there's also the 21st century list because of things like social media and TV and all the, you know, all the mass media that we have, because we have that comparison factor. So we are supposed to be more productive and have status and a beautiful appearance and all the things that come with comparison, right? So I so appreciate that you brought that up and what modern moms have to deal with in that context. I want to say one more thing, and then we can talk about that a tad more before we get into some of your recommendations. In my book, actually, the president of MOPS, and now they go by MomCo, an organization, Christian in nature, that supports moms, and you probably know of it, Trish. The president of MOPS said when she meets mothers all over the country, she says the number one thing they tend to say to her is that they feel like they're just not enough. And I think it's because of the lists that we've just talked about, the pressures, the comparisons, all the social media stuff, et cetera, that moms end up feeling like they're just not enough, right?
Right.
And that's one reason you've written the book. So so let's just be honest. You and I both know that there are a lot of books out there about moms in the 21st century being way too busy and way too overwhelmed. How do you think your devotion, your devotional, tackles this in a different way that can offer moms kind of encouragement and rest and restoration and peace, and, you know, all the things we need when we're overwhelmed and too busy? How do you think your devotional gets a mom to the place she needs to be when she's facing all that?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of great books out there and a lot of things to benefit from. But I think so many times they offer wonderful tips, techniques. I love all that. I benefit from that. Self-help books, what have you. But it's, the focus of this book isn't on how we can improve our lives, but on how God can transform our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think what you referenced before about how we're trying, I think as moms, we can sort of almost try to be God. Why can't we be God? Why can't we control everything? Why can't we make everyone do what we want them to do? Why are we frustrated in this attempt?
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're trying to do a job that we're not called to do. We're trying to do more than God's called us to do. And so what we do in this book is not only just give, hey, here's some encouragements to moms and women, and but we're seeking each week to engage with God over these things, to honestly look and search our souls and lay these things out before the Lord for interaction with the only one who can get these things done.
Yeah.
And give us then the peace to do what he calls us to do, which is not all of that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I've actually also been reading John Bevere's book called The Awe of God. And there's something to be said about just coming before God in a wholesome fear, not a scary fear, and just fearing who he is, his infinite nature and infinite love and infinite peace and infinite hope, and thinking, okay, I need that. I cannot do this on my own. So in your devotional, once again, it is called You Are Welcomed, Devotions for When Life is a Lot, which I think a lot of moms feel like. You use action verbs to get the moms into, you know, kind of what you're going to tell them about and teach them about and invite them to let God help them with all their stuff. And you use verbs like pray, fight, which I found interesting. Pray, fight, settle, yield, gather, and ponder. Do you want to talk about some of those verbs and why you think they're important as a mom, you know, comes to God with all of her needs and all of her stress and all of her overwhelm?
Absolutely. You know, just like we said before, we can do some things. Some things are our job and some things are God's job. And so, yeah, the chapter titles are our invitations, really. Come, bring all your stuff and come to the one who can help you. Pray, you know, lay your requests out before the Lord. Fight. This is just fighting the lies and the temptations, just like the ones you listed that come at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yield. Give up that desire to control the whole world and not have peace until you do, and so on. And so I think the interesting thing is these are things that we are called to do, but you'll notice that the title, if you remember from English class, the chapter titles are verbs, but this is you are welcomed. This is something that's done to us. And really the only reason we can accomplish these action verbs, these coming, fighting, yielding, obeying, is because something's been done for us.
Mm-hmm.
God has welcomed us into his presence through Jesus to come and do those things and lay these things down and settle into his assignments for us, trusting him, pondering his greatness, finding peace from all that he is. And so, yeah, the chapters are things that we're instructed to do to engage with God because of all he's done for us.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I really do. I mean, good for you for figuring out a way to just get a mom to come before God and lay it down, but to have a focus on how she's going to approach him. It's wonderful. Now, you use Bible stories in your devotions, and in every single one you're saying, hey, you know, what are you dealing with today? And let's go to God together and let's lay it down and he can help you in this. But you use some Bible stories to remind moms that there is help to be had and it can get better and God can help them through whatever it is they're facing. Can you pick one or two of your favorites that could give a mom encouragement today with what she's going through?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and I think sometimes we're used to, oh, here's a nice little Bible story to encourage us, but really God has given us these characters in the Bible to show us ourselves.
Yeah.
And our need. Like, oh, this one, wow, oh, really what's revealed there is she needed a savior and she needed help. And so a couple of my favorites are one chapter we talk about Jesus and his temptation in the wilderness. And what we really see there is that when we are walking through hard times and we feel weak, that's the time that the enemy will often come and drop lies into our hearts in the form of temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see Jesus do there isn't just receive those lies, but he identifies, wait, what's the enemy saying to me? Is that true? And he responds with specific scriptures that we actually have in our own Bibles. And so we see this process of, you know, taking a temptation, like, I feel stressed, I feel messed up, I feel overwhelmed, and figuring out what lie is coming to us in that, and how can we then answer that with a truth from scripture. So that's one of my favorite, I feel like it's so practical for women. Another one is just looking at the life of Miriam, who, if you remember, was Moses' sister in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
She saw God do an incredible list of miracles, things that would blow us away, and yet she compared herself to Moses' role, envied him, did not settle into what God called her to do. Like, we have eyes that are that way too, looking, what does somebody else have? What do they get to do? What? How can I have not be satisfied with this, but get what they have? And we see God interact with her. We learn things from that about satisfaction and Lord, and the role that he's called us to, not
yeah.
the role that he's called somebody else to. And so we see through the Bible, those are just two of many, we see these interactions where, hey, that's somebody that struggled with what I struggle with. What's God showing us in those stories?
Yeah, it's so big. I mean, I think a lot of moms struggle with some of the things, same things I do. I struggle with fear. So the lie that comes in is like all this bad stuff's going to happen. And 99.9% of the time, it does not happen. And so it is a lie. And I think in all of my years of living, I'd figure that out. So it isn't just a crutch to say it's a lie. It's the it is true that we have an enemy who lies to us. And if we could just give that over to God's technique. So I love that you say that. And I struggle with pride. And I think pride comes in when we do compare and we say, well, I should be getting that, or I should have a house like that, or I should be getting attention and whatever, right? And so
right.
I love that you use stories like that. So let's get kind of real. I definitely, you know, I have a ton of Christian moms who listen to me because I'm, you know, I love Jesus and there we go. But I also have a heart for those who don't believe. Most of my family doesn't believe. You know, a lot of my friends don't believe. And so I think, how do those moms get through these times? And can you have like sort of a gentle way to lead them if they're dealing with this 20, well, I know they are dealing with this 20 first century stuff, the busyness, the overwhelm, the fear, the temptation, the worry, the responsibility, all of it. What would you say to the mom that's just not quite there and just doesn't know how to go to God?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad those ladies are listening. That's wonderful. And because we do have this common problem. We all feel these same ways. And I think one thing I would encourage you to do is just ask yourself, as I follow this sort of God of productivity, like if I could just do this and get my kids to do this and have a more organized house or do my checklist, are you finding that that's giving you lasting peace, or is it temporary? And I would say, as you ask yourself that question, you know, if you do are open to believing that there may be a God that loves you, I would just think, just call out to him and say, you know, I need something bigger than this list. I need something bigger than the affirmation of that other mom or my kids telling me I'm great, which probably they're not going to do for a little while.
Yeah.
And so really asking God to reveal himself to you and to say, help me find peace in what you've called me to do. Help me to see a little glimpse of you and lay down this sense that I have to be controlling the world. I have to be the one who fixes all the problems, gets everything right. Only you can do that. And I think God will be faithful to answer that prayer of this, even like, I don't know if I believe in you, but I know that this can't be all there is. So please show me who you are.
Yeah. I think it's so important because we have so many other replacements for God in this particular culture, especially we live in such a prosperous country. And, you know, and so we have, you know, our appearance, our status. We want to get our, you know, our accolades from what other people say about us, you know, from our home, from our face, our body, our job, our paycheck, whatever. Right. So we have all these other idols. And it's so funny. And because I think you mentioned it at least once in the devotional about how in the end we all do kind of want to be God. We all do kind of want to get the praise and worship of God, have everything settled, know what we want and get what we, you know, right? And,
yeah.
And kind of when we give that over and we just said, oh, well, he's God, I'm not. It's a relief and there is peace in that. And all those other things that are never going to fully satisfy us. As much as I love my husband, he cannot fully satisfy everything I need, right? So as much as I love my kids and I adore my kids probably a little too much, they can't satisfy everything. My job can't satisfy everything. No matter how many accolades I get, it can't satisfy everything. No matter, you know, what dress size I wear or how nice my house looks, right? None of it in the end. And so I want to land on this. We only have about 4 minutes left. You're so good at getting us to that place of what God said, what stories he tells. And I often say to my best friend, Shelley, hey, what if we just really took God at his word? Like, what if we really just believed him? And some people don't believe in the Bible, but if you read the Bible and you just said, well, he says he loves us infinitely, that he cares for us, that he protects us, that he heals us, that he helps us, that he wants good things for us, that he wants to forgive us, that he took care of all the evil in the world and all our bad choices by electing his own son to die to pay for it all so that we could have forever forgiveness and eternal life. Like, what if we believed that every single day and the stories that you tell in your devotional point to that? What if we lived like that?
Yeah, it's true. You know, there's this life, I think, that is available to us in Christ that we almost don't believe it's there.
Yeah.
It's this life of how we're supposed to live, of trust and peace and living within the circle of what we're called to do, not trying to go outside of that circle and control the whole world and have a lack of peace until every problem is solved. You know, I know in my own heart, that's how it can feel. Like, until all of my kids are prospering in every aspect of their life, I don't have peace.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible because it's probably never going to happen that they're all thriving at the same time perfectly. And so just this wonderful invitation that the Lord gives us, come to me, you know, I will meet you. I will satisfy you. I will do these things. I love you and your kids more than you can even imagine. You just do what you're called to do. Don't worry about the thousands of options, the blog posts, the you know, the counsel, the thousands of suggestions your friend has, and all of the things that you can do. But just relax in me and who I am and breathe. And I think we would live a very different life, and it probably one that would even be better for our kids and all the running around like a maniac, feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Feeling pressured, feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for summing it up that way. And I know there are troubles and struggles. I've been through them. You've been through them, sicknesses and setbacks. It's true. But again, I think if we took God at his word, those things would be less scary and less awful, especially with eternal life in view, you know. So thank you, Trish. I so appreciate your message. I do want you to tell people the book is You Are Welcomed, Devotions for When Life is a Lot. How do they find you, Trish, and how do they find your book?
You can look on Amazon under, I would say, You Are Welcomed, Trish Donahue, because the funny thing is Amazon has You Are Welcome, as a phrase. And so it auto.
You're welcome. Here it is, my book.
Exactly. Yeah. So you are welcome to Trish Donahue. Also, New Growth Press has information on me. The book's available. A number of other booksellers have it as well. So thank you so much for allowing me to introduce myself and that resource.
Yeah, it's good to know you. Bless you, my friend. And thanks so much for being on Channel Mom.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. All right, quick reminder. You know, we're trying to grow our prison ministry. Because, look, hey, if you don't like crime, you want the legacy of crime not to be passed from mother to child. So Channel Mom goes into prisons, teaches a 9-week curriculum, brings mothers back to God, brings them back to their mothering purpose, and reengages them with their children. And that can stop the legacy of incarceration. That can stop the legacy of imprisonment that gets passed down to families. So check us out. Write us at info@channelmom.org. We'd love you to be a part of it. Bring it to your state. And, you know, hey, if you want to help us, pray for us, channelmom.org. You can find ways to do that as well. This is the time in the show I thank every mom for everything that she does to make the world a better place by raising her children well, loving her children well. God bless you. I know people overlook it, but thanks for all that you do. And thanks for listening to Channel Mom. Share it with a friend. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. Channel Mom Radio and podcasts give your mom life a boost of encouragement. Would you consider supporting us? In order to keep our broadcasts on the air and serve moms and kids on the ground, we need help from listeners like you.
You can support us through a one-time donation or by signing up to be a monthly partner at an amount of your choice. Just go to channelmom.org and click donate at the top of the page. New monthly donors will receive a special gift package in the mail. While research shows moms are undervalued and families are struggling to stay together, Channel Mom works to lift up motherhood and add value to your family. We depend on donors like you to provide outreach to at-risk moms in prison and homeless shelters or dealing with single motherhood. Our life-changing programs are over capacity, so your donation will help us serve more moms and kids. Be a part of the change you want to see for mothers and families. Visit channelmom.org and click donate. We thank you for your generous support, and may God bless you for coming alongside Channel Mom.